For the ones who know safety isn't a catchphrase, it's a culture. And the ones who help make sure everyone makes it home safe. For the safety-minded who watch everyone's backs, Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as safety assessments and training to keep your facilities safe and your people safer. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage? Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
On today's episode of Down the Wire, happy Thanksgiving. We are here to talk all things football, Thanksgiving, every other sport. Doesn't fucking matter today. Enjoy your family, enjoy your football. All this and more coming at you down the wire.
Every time we do it, y'all, we do it with fire. Sports podcast Down the Wire.
Episode number 146, Down the Wire. Welcome into the show where we talk professional sports in unprofessional ways. My name is Tom, here with my brother Dave.
Oh, hi.
Hi. Hi, Dave. You know what? I'm thinking it's Thanksgiving special. We'll just do quick and easy on this one.
Okay? Oh, really?
Give him a good hour and change. You know, you should be enjoying other stuff today. Like, go be a fat ass today. Today is like designated fat ass holiday. Is there any holidays in which you're encouraged to be fatter more than Thanksgiving?
Halloween?
Candy, that's a good point.
And I mean, like, realistically, Christmas is just Thanksgiving more in winter with presents.
With presents?
I mean, it's the same. It really is. Like, Christmas or like Thanksgiving turkey, Christmas turkey.
Easter is just Thanksgiving with religion.
With more religion.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And 4th of July is Thanksgiving with fireworks.
I mean, everything is just the same, like revolves around Thanksgiving, especially considering we're Wisconsinites and all we do is get fat.
Is it the first holiday other than Christmas, I guess?
What do you mean?
Thanksgiving. First, like, American holiday?
I mean,
4th of July first.
Columbus Day?
Oof, tough. Yeah.
Sorry, no. Indigenous Peoples Day.
Yeah. Good fuck you to him to do that on the same day. That's a good one. Good one by us.
fuck you. You stupid.
That
was dumb.
What's your top three items at Thanksgiving? Go.
Mac and cheese,
okay.
Mashed potatoes, yeah. And stuffing. So just the starchiest shit you could eat.
Yeah, I'm a fan of the stuffing. That'd be my number one. To mac and cheese, good answer. I like pie. It's pie count. I feel like pie's got to make the top three if it's
sure.
Up there.
Why not?
Yeah.
Right. Here's a better question. Name me two Thanksgiving movies. I think most people...
Thanksgiving.
Ooh, that was good.
Yeah. I just remember the one scene where the turkey says, "Nice tits, bitch," to the one pilgrim in the beginning of the movie.
I honestly did not even think about that. And then on top of that, the new one coming out, the Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
But the one I always think of is Planes, Trains, and Automobiles.
Yep, John Candy classic.
Yep. So, like, that's the only one that I ever really think of. But I totally forgot about Thanksgiving. And technically,
I think we watched Thanksgiving together.
We probably did. Yeah. You know, there's also a Thanksgiving sequel.
Oof.
It's called Thanksgiving 3.
Oh, God.
So, yeah, you know, could
gives put that off one on there, it gives, too. Like, Troll 2 vibes, those movies. You know what I mean?
Except they're not trolls.
No, but
they're goblins.
Right. They're not trolls in Troll 2. Right.
Fucker. Well, they're not trolls in any of them.
Really. Well, Troll 2 was the first one.
No.
There's no troll. Troll is not based off Troll 2.
There is a first one.
No.
Yes, there is, Tom.
I'm pretty confident Troll 2 is its only one.
You're wrong.
Yes.
No, you're wrong.
Okay. Well,
I'm telling you right now, you're wrong.
We'll say you're right so that when we look stupid, it's because of you.
Okay.
All right.
I won't.
Right, because you've never been wrong ever. Well, hey, Dave.
Oh, fuck you.
5,000 all-time downloads on, hey! On Podbean. Self-promoted. That's just Podbean. All you Podbean loyalists.
Which there's lots of.
Yeah.
Way to go, you.
Chair shot. We love you guys, too. You guys listen more, but... If you listen on Podbean, we love you just a little bit more. Just a little bit
yeah,
more.
Yeah, because you're like the originals.
Yeah. Oh, geez. Great.
Not 5,000 of you. There's probably like what?
A solid 8.
That just decided to download them all
going.
That many times?
Just keep going.
Okay, yeah. I'm down with that.
Yeah,
I'm
just down. A loyal 8. You got 8 loyal guys right now? Like, that's a lot.
I don't.
Yeah, that's a lot, you know?
Maybe not. Maybe I do. Pretty sure I could grab 8 from Comedy Sports.
It's Pickens.
You know what?
You know?
I definitely got at least, I would say, 2 of them at my new employment.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah, right?
Yeah.
Oh, wow, okay.
Oh, did you want me to bring that up?
I thought you were going to.
Oh, I mean, you know, you're welcome and thank you to you, because that's just how this worked.
Yeah, exactly.
Boom.
Now Tom and I will be working together some capacity.
We've done a couple works together.
Hell yeah. But I mean, like, this feels far more professional.
Oh, way more.
It's not like me hiring, there's air quotes on that, hiring you,
yes.
Right? You know, employing you.
Correct.
So, yeah.
Bucks are getting 20 balled by the Lakers or by the Celtics right now.
I don't care.
It's not important yet.
No, it's not. It doesn't matter at all.
So,
are they? Why haven't they clinched the play-in tournament yet?
The in-season tournament,
whatever.
They have one more game before they really could clinch it. Like if they win on Tuesday, they'll clinch it. But yeah, play-in tournament, I think, is growing a little bit on me, just a little bit.
Why?
I don't know. Just the consistency of them to be like, hey, in-season tournament. Like, okay, I'll hear it out. I'm excited to see what the tournament layout is. If it sucks, okay. If it's good, I think I want to be ahead of the eight ball on this.
Okay.
So that's where I'm at. Dave, other thing that is of note, I guess the Monday night game, Eagles-Chiefs.
Got dicey.
I would say we both looked right in that game, even though we had 2 different stances on it.
Well, because I took Eagles, right?
Well, we didn't pick.
But, I know, but like I was going to. You were going to take the Chiefs?
Maybe not, but I was also in the boat of like the Chiefs are not bad. And you're like, I don't trust the Chiefs this year.
Sure.
Which.
I didn't say they were bad, though.
I think the Chiefs. The Chiefs are very comparable to a... Okay, hear me out. The Chiefs' offense is very comparable to the 2022 Green Bay Packers. In the sense that the idea was, hey, we have Patrick Mahomes, a.k.a. we have Aaron Rodgers. Who gives a fuck who else is on the offense? Will win. Now it's worked for the Chiefs more than it worked for the Packers last year, but they're also reaping the same consequences with receivers just dropping balls all over the fucking place. Like, MVS 100% should have had a touchdown at the end of that game. Now, the Eagles would have had a minute 50 and three timeouts to go score, like, only a field goal. Okay, they probably could do that, too, so no issue. And the tush push was looking ridiculous yesterday as well. I mean, they were getting, like, 5 yards every fucking time they used that play. So, I am still in the boat that I think the Chiefs are probably, like, my favorite in the AFC. And I think that the Eagles are probably my favorite in the NFC still.
And I did look it up after no cap. We were talking about what are the Super Bowl odds.
Yeah.
And you were right. The top three are the Eagles, Chiefs, and 49ers.
Yeah, yeah.
So, yeah. Very good.
Thank you.
Very good.
Let's just talk turkey football right away.
Well, before we get into the turkey football, I do want to bring up one other thing that I think was shocking. Shaq Leonard?
Yeah. Is it Shaq or Darius? Which one
is it? It's Shaq.
So he was Darius and now he goes Shaq?
Yes.
I always forget that because now they do two at a time. They call him like Darius Shaq Leonard. Or Shaq Darius Leonard, yeah, or something like that.
Shaq Darius?
Ooh.
That's definitely got
to
be a name.
I heard his top two teams. Do you know his top two teams? Or top two that seem to pursue him is what it looks like?
I thought I saw, maybe it was just like general, like teams are going to pursue, but I didn't see the exact teams.
Two NFC East teams, the Eagles and the Cowboys, are supposed to be the favorites.
Oof.
Yeah.
I mean,
was he bad? Was he not doing it anymore? Like, because
I wonder if it's just a cost saving thing
in the middle of the year, a cost saving thing,
hey man,
for a team that
know.
Probably has a chance to make the playoffs. I mean, they have a chance at least. It's not like they're Carolina Panther territory where it's like you might as well just quit the year. So I didn't really understand. I mean, maybe he just wasn't cutting it anymore and ironically gets cut, but I think if he goes to like a different team, then he's going to just fucking ball out. You know, it's one of those moves,
sure,
where he goes to the Eagles.
Well, I mean, he's going to go for a team that is going to win.
Right.
And I would go to the Eagles. I mean, no.
Cowboys could be interesting. I think that the Eagles are definitely still the favorite if he goes to the Cowboys. It's not anything crazy. But, I mean, the Cowboys, you know, every year they do the same shit. Like, do they break out of the cycle 1 year? 1 year? Where it's like, hey, maybe they just make a deep run. I mean, they got the talent, for sure.
Yeah.
Defense is nasty. And, you know, CeeDee Lamb's a dog. Tony Pollard's kind of bust this year, but Dak Prescott's not throwing disgusting interceptions every drive last year.
Yes and no.
Just an interesting thought to see if he would go. Matt Canada also fired, too, from Pittsburgh, which was like about damn time. So I think that we're going to get two more in-season firings this year. Head coaches. Matt Canada, obviously, offensive coordinator. But I think we could seriously see one.
So you're saying not just in-season firings, but head coach in-season firings.
Yeah, I think.
You're thinking two?
I think Frank Reich and Ron Rivera.
Wow. That's a lot, though.
It would be a lot. It would be a lot. But
Ron Rivera makes sense because then they can promote
Bienemy
right away.
Which
is basically why he went there.
Right. And Frank Reich might just, if they only have one win, which they still only have one win, right?
For the Panthers,
yeah. Right? Yeah, they still only have one win. I mean, if they're 1-14, do you think they're just like, all right, Frank, like, get out of here? Like 15 weeks, one win with the number one overall pick.
Yeah,
like that makes sense to me too. So, oh, and also Joe Flacco went to the Browns. That was a fun one.
Very good.
Told you. I named a few. Named a few that I'd love to see there. He was one of them. Boom.
I mean, yes, but obviously yes.
Yes. January Joe. You just have him on your team. Your team plays better. Fun stat, just to piggyback off of Monday Night Football, Patrick Mahomes has never won a road playoff game.
Dun, dun, dun. Well, good thing he's in front.
He's actually never played a road playoff game.
Oh.
Isn't that fucking crazy?
I don't think it's that crazy, but Yes.
It's crazy. It's a crazy stat, but it's not crazy because it's Patrick Mahomes. I mean, they're obviously always the 1 and 2 seed, but he's been in the league like 6 years now.
There you go.
So that's wild. That is wild.
Fuck to the yeah.
Do we got
turkey
any
day? You said you were on Talk Turkey.
Yeah, I just wanted to like go right into football, and maybe we do a little more analysis with picks at the same time, because there's not really a whole lot of other sports I give a shit about today. That makes sense to you?
I guess.
You want to play a game before?
I can.
Okay, let's play a game before, and then we'll get into that. Let's go.
All right, Tom. I didn't have a game planned.
Okay.
But I did find something that I wanted to review with you. And it is, of course, Thanksgiving related.
Nice.
Barstool Sports put out a couple of articles that I wanted to review with you. Again, both Thanksgiving. So I'll give you the pick. Do you want yours to be Thanksgiving or Thanksgiving food to start?
Let's do food first.
All right.
It's the best part of Thanksgiving.
They have, by one of the article writers, created the, quote, perfect Thanksgiving food tier list.
Okay.
So I figured, let's go through that, bitch.
You want to send me it so I can look at it with you, or are you going to just read it?
No, I'm just going to read it.
Okay, fine.
All right. We're going to go bottom to top.
Okay.
Which I think is very fair.
Fair. Is there one food at the top in this tier list, or there's a couple foods?
There's a couple.
Okay, that's fine. Go ahead.
But I'm going to tell you right now, at the very bottom, in the jail, if you serve this, you probably hate your family.
Okay.
We have jellied cranberry.
Okay.
So the cranberry.
The circles or whatever,
The canned shit.
Yeah.
All right, I'm down with that.
I kind of think I take both. I think I take the mashed, and I think I take the jellied when I go.
Oh.
But
that's kind of a hot take.
It's definitely one of the worst foods by popularity at Thanksgiving, for sure. But it's also, when else do you fucking eat it? Like,
that's a Christmas thing, too.
Sure.
And then, honestly, maybe Easter, but I won't be, like, sold on Easter.
Okay.
Creamed corn.
Ooh.
I'm okay with that being down there. I won't say if it's like jail, but it's just meh.
Yeah, I guess I would maybe bump it up another tier from cranberries.
Okay.
Like, I don't hate it. I like corn.
Sweet potatoes.
Ooh, hot take maybe?
Sweet potato casserole specifically, so you know what the marshmallows, the marshmallows on
it
top. Is,
it does make you feel like a piece of shit when you eat it.
I don't like it, okay. So I'm fine.
Okay.
But stuffing is at the bottom.
Oh, that's ridiculous. That is literally insane. The worst take, I think, ever.
I think that's insane.
I would argue that should have been the number one item at Thanksgiving.
Well, we'll get there.
Okay.
We'll get there.
Because that's terrible.
All right. Next up.
People don't put sausage in it? Like, it's fucking awesome.
I don't know. We're Wisconsinites. We do shit differently.
Another fucking item, like, when else do you fucking eat it? I wish we ate stuffing more during the year.
I think that's fair.
Yeah, it's so good.
All right, this next category, the next tier up, there are five, by the way. This is the no category. So, like, still, just don't eat. Cranberry sauce.
So that's, like, the mashed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The macerated.
Yep.
Yeah. I mean, again, I don't agree with that.
I think that's better than the canned stuff, so they got that right, but I think I would put the canned up one more and then put that mashed up one more.
Okay.
That's kind of where I'm at.
After that is squash.
Yeah, not a squash guy.
Yeah, I've never been.
Never a squash guy. So I'm okay with that being low.
Yeah. Next, after that, is scalloped potatoes.
Ooh, what?
In the no category.
Like the silver dollar looking ones?
Yep.
What the fuck, dude?
I find that to be wholly wrong.
You put that shit in cheese? Like, it's fucking awesome.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying.
That is, this is a terrible list so far. This
just
is such a terrible
wait.
List. I'm kind of waiting for an item to be named here, and it hasn't been named.
The next one is sparkling juice. Like Welch's,
right.
You know, like the wine looking shit.
Okay. I don't think I've really ever had that at Thanksgiving, but I could see why that would be lower.
Yeah. I'm fine with,
yeah.
Again, fine with that. I never really liked those things.
No, it's just like, oh, we're drinking wine.
All right.
But we're not.
This is the middle category. Definition of mid.
Okay.
Number one, biscuits.
What the fuck is this list, dude?
Hold on. Number two, gravy.
I don't know. I didn't realize we were putting gravy on this food list necessarily. If I was making my top three, like gravy would have been in it.
Hold on. Next one, ham.
First of all, there's no way anyone thinks turkey's better than ham.
The next one is turkey. But turkey is ranked higher than ham.
No, that's ridiculous. I was waiting for turkey to be named sooner a little bit because, hot take, I want to eat turkey at Thanksgiving. I do. I think that it's a fun time to eat it. Again, not a lot of times to eat it. It might be the worst food at Thanksgiving.
Well, again,
it might
you've
be.
You've had my turkey.
I like dark meat turkey. I also think I have had turkey prepared different ways. And there is definitely a better way to prepare it.
It's the Oster bag. It's the Oster cooking bag. It's the only way to fucking do it. Also, no wet rub turkey. It's a dry rub. You butter that bitch and you put a whole fuckload of seasonings on there.
Well,
that is how you season a fucking turkey.
Dark meat is great. I also have had it out of a Traeger grill and it was the juiciest fucking turkey I've ever had in my life. And it was so delicious. Everything was good out of it because it gets pretty dry if you bake it sometimes. You know,
again, that's why I use the Oster bag.
Yeah.
Those are self-basting.
I think turkey is one of the worst foods at Thanksgiving, and it can still be fucking awesome.
Okay. The next category is yes.
Okay.
Right? First up is roasted vegetables.
Okay. That should be in mid.
Well, you're also just not a veggie guy.
I don't hate all vegetables. I don't like most of them. That's fair. I like more vegetables raw. I like celery, lettuce, carrots, broccoli, all raw. I like cooked broccoli, too, but it's got to be, like, perfectly cooked.
Say, who the fuck likes raw broccoli?
And then I'm not a fan of, like, cauliflower. I mean, I like onions either way, so that's another one I like. I like peppers either way. I'm trying to think like vegetables I don't like. Brussels sprouts, no, throw those out.
Peas.
No peas. Green beans, again, I've grown to like a little bit. Remember, that was one I really hated, but I really just don't like canned green beans. I like fresh green beans.
Well, no. First of all, yes, fresh green beans are good, but they got to be Haricot Verts, which are like... Those are like the snap green beans.
Yeah, I need snap in my green beans.
But like, you don't get those anywhere. They're
long, fresh green beans I can fuck with.
All right, Tom likes it long and fresh. Okay.
Correct.
Next up, apple pie in the yes. Again, there's still one tier above that. Above this one.
Apple pie, I don't think you think what I'm going to say. I'm going to say apple pie is my second favorite pie at Thanksgiving, but I'm not thinking basic for my favorite pie at Thanksgiving.
Well, I'm going to tell you right now, there is a superior version of an apple pie, and that's an apple crumble.
Right.
Which is like...
Crust that bitch up.
No, that's not crust. That's the... Those are like the little like chunks.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right, what's up. Yes. Apple crumbles. I don't fuck with apple pies no more.
Apple pie is fine. Apple pie is fine.
Next up. Green bean casserole.
See, that I don't really get behind.
No?
No.
I'm a big green bean casserole guy.
And I know. I was just saying, like, I kind of like green beans. I don't like them, like, I don't like the consistency and the texture in the casserole.
Okay.
So that's
You don't like that cream of mushroom in that shit,
no,
too?
No, it's just all mush in there to me.
It's good as fuck, dude.
Okay.
Next up, Brussels sprouts.
Yeah, no. See, not a Brussels sprout guy.
Okay. Followed by corn.
Corn's great.
Here's the thing, though. I don't like cobbed corn for for Thanksgiving, because I want the sweet corn.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then you got to be able to like mix it in your mashed potatoes and shit. Yeah.
Next up, and I think this kind of justifies the biscuits being in mid, they have dinner rolls in yes, which I'm okay with.
Sure. Rolls are better than biscuits. They're on the same level, ranked differently, though, in my head.
Yeah. Then finally, the last one in yes is mashed potatoes.
I would have thought that would have been in the superior tier.
Well, don't forget, they have gravy in mid.
Yeah, that's which so is just crazy. Wrong. It's so crazy.
All right. The last category is elite will get seconds.
Wow, you're not getting seconds of anything we just named?
Apparently not.
That's so crazy. Stuffing was in the last tier. It's so crazy. Go ahead.
First one is mac and cheese.
Yes.
Which is fair.
Yes, the mac and cheese is fire.
Next up, pumpkin pie.
See, I would put pumpkin pie as my third favorite pie.
What's the last one then?
Is there another pie on the list or no?
No.
Pecan pie is fucking elite pie.
That's fair.
Elite pie. And I would say...
I wouldn't say I don't like. I don't want pecan pie.
I put that shit...
On everything?
S tier above everything.
Okay.
Like that is 100% my favorite pie.
I find that to be, I wouldn't say a hot take. I don't need.
No, pecan. I think it would be a hot take, but I think there's like, that's still a Thanksgiving pie.
I just don't need pecan pie. I don't need it.
Mm.
I'm totally fine with it.
Not hot take. I don't need pumpkin pie.
Yeah. I don't need pumpkin pie.
Yeah. I don't need it.
Again, all I want is the ample crumble.
Yeah, I don't.
Which is like, that's like a cakey pie.
Yeah, right.
Next up, cornbread.
Cornbread's good.
Yeah.
Cornbread's fire.
And at the very top of everything, you want to take a wild guess.
What have we not named yet here? The very top of everything? They have beer or some shit?
Red wine.
Oh, my God. Get the fuck out of here.
That's some pretentious shit.
No way.
That's pretentious as fuck.
First of all, if we're putting wine on here, beer should have been on there somewhere.
Hey, man, I didn't make this list.
This is
one of your guys.
One of the worst, stuffing being at the last tier is the worst take I've heard maybe all year. That's just crazy that you put that shit that low. Also,
quoted.
Turkey being above ham. Also crazy.
Very fucking wrong.
Crazy.
Yeah. Here's their comment on stuffing. It's time we admit stuffing is just wet, soggy garbage. I don't know what stuffing everyone else is having, but any plate I've ever been served on Thanksgiving has never had good stuffing. Sure, you may say I'm just some robot AI blogger, and what do robots know about good cuisine? To which I say, the harshest truths are better than comfortable lies.
No, yeah.
That's fucking wrong, dude. That's fucking insane.
I can't believe it. I can't believe it. I guess I'm just having the best stuffing in the world, but I am 100% putting that in my top three. In my top five for sure. I guess if we're counting like gravy, it's probably like stuffing would be below gravy and pecan pie. Yeah, no, it's just wrong. It's wrong.
I know, man. I don't understand. I think this is an insane list, but you know, I think there are fine items here and there. I'll agree with mac and cheese being in the elite category.
Yeah.
I'll agree with cornbread, but like mashed potatoes should be up there.
Mashed potatoes needs to be higher.
Gravy should be an elite.
Yes.
I mean, you put gravy on everything.
Everything.
Right?
Everything.
Like your fucking pecan pie's got gravy on it.
If it touched it, I wouldn't care.
No. You'll eat it and you'll be like, also scalloped potatoes in no, get fucked.
Right.
Get fucking fucked.
What is the, like Like the cheesy mashed potatoes with like the cornflakes on top.
Oh, well, that's only just, that's just an us thing.
I think so, but that's,
it's not mashed potatoes though. Those are scalped.
The scalped.
Yeah.
That's what I think with them.
Yeah. Yeah. That's what I'm saying. It's just wrong. I mean,
that shit's elite. That shit is elite.
That's what I'm saying. I find it to be wrong. This bleeds into the other article though.
Yes.
Best and worst things about Thanksgiving.
Okay.
First one, in best, Wednesday night before Thanksgiving at the bar when you're in your 20s.
And we'll be heading there after this. Yeah. So, yes, that is 100% Blackout Wednesday. It's a great day.
I mean, it's pretty awesome.
I also don't have to work on Thanksgiving for the first time in a while. I'm not working tomorrow. I worked all the holidays last year at work, pretty much, except for Christmas Eve. And I lucked out, didn't have to work Thanksgiving this year. So I'm super pumped.
Followed by one of the first worst item. Wednesday night at the bar when you're in your late 20s.
Ooh, okay.
See, I don't even go out.
Yeah.
But granted, I have no one to go.
But you also... Do you go out less now that you're 30?
I
feel like you were going out the same days when you were in your 20s. Then
do go out less because I'm not going out on like, remember before I was going to like the bar after wrestling camps. Oh, I'm not doing wrestling camps anymore. Yeah, so like
you had a Wednesday night thing there.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Well, I don't know though. Cause I traded off by, I go to the bar after I'm done teaching improv.
Ooh, see?
So, yeah, I don't know. I'm going to say it's probably pretty even still.
And I think I went out below average for someone my age even. Like,
sure.
Like, when I was in school, I wasn't going out every day.
I never went out when I was in college.
Like, it's not... I went to a fucking pretentious-ass Red Wine's the best fucking food at Thanksgiving school. Mm-hmm. So, I was cool with not going out. Like, that was it.
Yeah.
And I would wait till the weekend, come back home, go out with my friends.
That's fair.
Boom.
But yeah, you hated college.
Hated it. It's the biggest scam ever. Don't go.
Best. Football.
Football's great.
I mean, duh.
Although your team playing on football, better or worse? Or playing on Thanksgiving? Like Packers playing on Thanksgiving is a better Thanksgiving or a worse Thanksgiving? Because there is, like, if they win, is it worth it for the risk that they have where they could lose?
I mean, I don't really care that much. It's football. I'm not the same level of like diehard in the individual team category. They do put a little asterisk about finding yourself in an unwanted conversation with your racist uncle, which is fair.
Relatable.
Yeah.
Relatable.
I mean, like, you know, especially in football, you know, then they tell you to just,
Or like uncomfortably watching the same channel because you don't want to grab the remote. So Rachel Ray pops on after the first game and you're like, ooh, I don't want to change the channel, but no one's changing it. And I want to watch TV rather than talk to my racist uncle.
Does say to steer the conversation away from his plan to fix our country and towards football.
Yeah. Politics at holidays is always a fun category.
Yeah.
It's always a fun one.
Yeah. Worst. Turkey.
Yeah, like I said, turkey.
I think we were just ahead of that.
Yeah, right? Turkey could be the worst food at Thanksgiving. And
I went out and bought a turkey today.
Yeah.
Because, you know, our mom blindsided me last minute about, like, doing everything.
Correct.
Sure. And when I got there, I was, like, the place I went to was kind of talking about, like, what was available. And, like, the turkeys were in short supply. I was like, you know what? I could just buy chicken. I could just make a chicken.
See, we just had this conversation today. Apparently, I sparked the reason why you make turkey, but, like, I just like having the traditional-ass food at Thanksgiving.
As you're like, I hate turkey, I could do without it.
I did not say I could do without it. I did not say that. I said it might be the worst thing, and it's still good.
Okay. Best, watching the Westminster Dog Show for about 10 minutes at some point.
Ooh, okay.
That's a good one.
That's a good take. Isn't the... Okay, yeah, yeah, yeah. I was thinking of the Puppy Bowl, but that's during the Super Bowl.
No, no, but like, it's still dogs, dude.
Right.
And you see how happy those fuckers are?
Right.
They look fucking
And great. There's always one that's like definitely not trained well enough.
Like, this is the only one we've got.
Fucking around. Like, yeah, yeah, that's the best one.
Worst. The Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade.
Ooh.
Like, don't, I'm whispering so she doesn't hear. My girlfriend loves that fucking thing. It's awful.
Their Greendale band is in it, and it's just been all we've been talking about at work. And it's
I don't care.
I am not gonna watch. Yeah, I'm not gonna watch.
Like last year, she like shook my ass up, so that way I'd be like, we need to watch. I was like, oh my god, no. Why?
Who cares?
I don't.
Yeah, who cares?
I don't care at all.
It doesn't do anything.
It doesn't matter.
And in this year, they're talking about, like, it's going to be shit weather, so they're like, no balloons. And it's like, what the fuck's the point
of this? I mean, that's the only reason why you have balloons. Like, get fucked.
It's so dumb. So dumb.
Best 4 days off work.
Yes.
I wouldn't know.
I don't get that many days, but just being off of work, yes.
I don't take days off.
Correct.
So, like, I'm working Friday.
I am as well.
I'm technically working Saturday.
To an extent.
And then Sunday is my day off, but then we're like busy doing no cap recap.
Yep.
Yeah. So work. It's kind of work.
Work.
But I also, I'm okay with that. Yeah, I don't like to be idle.
Makes me just keep going. Yeah. Yeah. 100%.
So I like, yes, I'm sure it'd be great. I do get, well, no, because I'm technically like cooking for Thursday. I don't get Thursday off.
Yeah, but you get Thursday freedom.
I guess. Worst, the Sunday after Thanksgiving. Here's context. You're hit with the harsh reality that you're about to have to do everything you've been putting off for the last month at work until after Thanksgiving. Big day for the Sunday scaries, but honestly, once you go back to work, you can just push everything off until after Christmas. So I suppose it's not too terrible.
Also, you're like getting a little sick of the leftovers. You're like, oh shit, like we still have leftovers.
I'm fine with that.
Okay, all right. Usually you eat all the good shit by then, though. Like all that's left by that day is like, oh, here's the gelled cranberries.
Fair.
You know what I mean?
I don't think this one necessarily fits with us, but best, laughing during the family prayer.
Oh no, yeah,
we haven't done that.
We just laugh
in a hot minute.
Yeah,
not since like a Christmas with the other side of the family.
Yes,
in which I just kind of like I just casually tuck my chin to my chest and kind of like look around the room to see who's actually like getting into it.
The old plot key.
Well, that's that's different.
Yeah.
Worst. Forcing yourself to puke up your entire meal so you can go back for seconds. Again, we don't do that.
No, just fucking...
We just go back for seconds. Just
cram it.
We're fat.
Yeah.
Best, getting drunk and starting political conversations.
Okay.
Oh, I kind of agree with this, though.
It's not terrible.
I fucking love that.
I don't remember politics being that big of an issue at our Thanksgivings.
I'm going to disagree.
Really?
Yeah.
I feel like drunk relatives was way more prevalent than politics.
Yes. Obviously, but, you know, our family is a bunch of alcoholics.
Yeah.
Undiagnosed alcoholics.
Fun alcoholics.
Those are called functioning alcoholics.
Oh, okay. Yeah, yes.
Worst, divorced people.
Mm.
That's fair. That's definitely fair.
Couple of examples. Yeah.
Yeah. Like, well, first of all, us.
Yes.
But I don't think you never really experienced like mom and dad being at a holiday together, which was.
No.
It was like, it was mildly awkward. Just leave it at that. Mildly awkward.
Yeah. Yeah. No, they never were. They were divorced before I was born. So yeah, that worked out pretty easy.
Best being thankful.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, okay. I don't give a shit.
I'm thankful.
Worst, genocide.
Yeah, yeah. It's a tough... it is definitely a tough celebration when the origins get involved.
Well, you know, that's where having a drunk family
but
just kind of comes in.
Yeah, you know what? And then
we don't even think about it.
USA, baby.
And that was the last one.
Yeah, that's fair. It's a fair list. I'm okay with that.
Followed right at the end with a small anecdote in the genocide one. But now that Washington's football team name has been changed to the Commanders, we don't have to feel bad anymore. At least that's what my uncle said.
LOL.
Yes. Very good.
That's all right. Yeah, it's a fun little tidbit at the end. Okay, let's get to picks.
Pickens! Pick! First up, Green Bay, Detroit.
Yeah.
You're not rolling with that momentum.
Are you more confident today than a week ago?
No.
No.
Not about beating Detroit.
It would just be a very Detroit thing to still lose on Thanksgiving.
They won't.
I'm going to come back.
Okay, I'm taking Detroit.
Okay.
Next up, Washington, Dallas.
I'm debating on my plus 21 on this one.
I think that's a fair bet. But you're picking Dallas.
I'm picking Dallas. I'll come back and see if that will be my plus 21. But I think this is like perfect setup for blowout on national stage. Standalone game. Like, not all three of the games are going to be good. It's just not how it works.
Yeah.
This is going to be a blowout.
San Francisco, Seattle.
San Fran.
Seattle's kind of reeling.
Geno Smith's going to be hurt if he plays.
And if I'm wrong, I'm wrong. But, I mean, I feel pretty confident.
Who's their halftime show? Oh, did you hear the halftime bits for all three of these shows?
No.
Did you hear any of them?
No.
Oh, so Green Bay, Detroit. It is a young white rapper.
Is it Jelly Roll?
No.
Oh,
no.
Fuck.
It's Jack Harlow.
Oh, I did hear that.
Yeah, yeah. Jack Harlow will be that halftime.
Jelly Roll would have been perfect for Thanksgiving.
Yeah, yeah. Washington and Dallas, it is an old singer. Country music, probably.
Garth Brooks.
Dolly Parton.
Ooh, fuck yeah.
Yeah.
I fuck with that,
yeah,
dude.
Yeah. And in Seattle, it is a famous Asian DJ, one Steve Aoki.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
That's kind of lit.
There's a lot. Like,
Steve Aoki actually would be kind of rad.
Like, is he going to cake someone like during the fucking halftime show?
That's got to be a lit. There's going to speaking
it's
of
be
like,
loud.
Speaking of your racist uncle, like watching Steve Aoki just going, what is this shit?
Fuck. Yeah.
God, I remember when Randy Travis used to do these.
So pretty loaded halftime shows.
On
Thanksgiving.
I'm definitely okay with that.
Yeah.
Now we get to the Black Friday game.
No Creed, though.
No.
Which would have been great.
Black Friday game, Miami, yeah. New York Jets.
Ooh. Miami. But yeah. It would be so fun to see Tim Boyle win.
This might be my plus 21.
Yeah, I was wondering if you were going to do that. I think the Jets defense could hold off Miami to 21, but I don't know how much they're going to score.
That's what I'm saying.
So yeah, that's definitely a good.
Don't forget, Miami defense could score some touchdowns as well.
Possible. Very possible.
They're not, you know, very good, but we were just talking again on No Cap Recap, Jalen Ramsey, Zaven Howard. Like,
yeah, they're good.
Next up, Tampa Bay, Indianapolis.
Ooh. Let's go Indy.
Really?
Yeah. Tampa Bay is downslope right now.
I get it, but
it's like I think
losing Shaq Leonard kind of fucks with you, doesn't it?
No, I think they're going to be like, next man up, let's go, and they're going to be, that guy's going to go crazy. I hate picking against Gardner Minshew.
I'm going to take Tampa Bay.
Ooh, okay.
I think this is a fine split.
Really?
I do.
I don't think Indy's that bad. Like, I think they're pretty mid, and I think Tampa's bad.
Ooh, I don't think they're bad. I think they're I mean, I think they're the best of the worst.
Mm. Okay.
Next up. Oh, what were you going to say?
I was just going to ask if Indy's in the worst.
I'm talking about the AFC or NFC South.
Oh, okay. Well, the Saints are leading the division.
I don't care. I don't think they're good.
Okay.
New England and New York Giants.
Oh, God. This is a terrible game to pick. Mac Jones get benched officially?
Not that I know of. He
did in that last game they played. Oh, is Lightning going to strike twice for Tommy DeVito? I mean, that felt like it was his career game.
I'm trying to see if there's anything noted about that.
Can we just come back to that shit game?
Sure.
Okay, let's just both come back to that shit game.
All right, next up, Pittsburgh, Cincinnati.
I'm going to take the Steelers.
Yeah. Well,
not faith in Jake Browning.
There is no faith. Again, potential plus 21.
Ooh, no, Pittsburgh can't score. They suck at offense. They might not score. This game will be like 17-7.
Tom, it's the Pittsburgh defense with Jake Browning at quarterback.
Yeah, okay, fair enough.
You know what I mean? Like, especially if you take Washington, Dallas, where else do I go?
Yeah. All right.
Next up, Carolina, Tennessee.
This is another gross fucking game. Tennessee's garbage too.
They're all garbage.
I hate taking Tennessee because this could be a game where Carolina's like, "Ooh, maybe we got a shot to get another win." All right, like let's just get a win. We're not talking playoffs, like a win. I'm going to take the Titans and be burned if I get burned.
I think that's fair.
Yeah.
I think I'm going to agree with you there. All right. Next up, Jacksonville, Houston. Probably game of the week.
For the division. And Houston already beat Jacksonville.
They did.
In Jacksonville.
Yes.
But I'm rocking with them again. I'm rocking with Houston. I mean, I want Houston to win. That's pretty much the logic in why I'm picking them. I think Jacksonville's one of the more inconsistent 7-3 teams. Like, I feel like every week we're like, do we know who the Jacksonville Jaguars are? Like, are they this good? I don't think anyone thinks that they're frauds. I don't think people just think they're that good.
So, kind of doubling back, as of Tuesday, New England has yet to name their starting quarterback. So, I don't know if they did.
Yeah, I'll take the Giants in that game, too. Giants and Texans.
All right, Giants and Texans. Yeah, they still haven't named it yet. So, again, even right now, they haven't named it.
Yeah.
All right, I'll take the same. Giants, Texans.
Okay.
Okay, after that, it is New Orleans and Atlanta.
Ooh, I like how you said New Orleans there.
You're welcome.
God damn it. Both these teams also just mid. Mid as fuck. I'm going to take the Falcons. Yeah.
You don't sound super confident.
No, this is a game where I feel like I just picked a loser, whoever I pick.
I'm going to hold off.
Okay.
If you can hold off on Green Bay, Detroit, I'm going to hold off right here.
Okay.
Next up. Rams and Cardinals.
I'm going to take the Cardinals.
Whoa.
Yeah, Kyler back.
Holy fuck.
Yeah, I think that would just be, like, I think the Rams, again, another team that's kind of just been on the down. I know they won last week over Seattle, but they had to knock out Geno Smith in that game. Plus, they missed a field goal at the end of it that probably could have won the game. Not an easy field goal. It was like 50 yards, but I just think this is a game where Arizona can kind of be like, hey, fuck yeah, we're going to rock with Kyler next year.
Wow. Man, you're making me decide on this shit.
What? You were just going to go with me? If I took the Rams, might as well take the Rams.
Yeah, but okay. I don't know, man.
Pick the Cardinals then.
I already split on the one.
Okay, we can disagree on a couple calls. In fact, it would probably
can I? It would, can I really?
It probably would benefit you if you were correct.
Fuck you, you piece of shit. I see what you're doing. I see what you're doing, you fucker.
I'm just saying.
You're trying to catch up, you piece of shit.
There's, I could fall back, too.
All right, I'll take the Rams.
Oh, got them.
Cleveland, Denver.
Oh, God.
This actually is a lot harder than I think it could be.
No, I agree. I agree completely. The Broncos are playing not bad this year.
And it's in Denver.
And Cleveland is going to rock with DTR, who is a wild card.
Yeah. I mean, against a really good Broncos defense. Tom, like, I'm going to say this now. I think Denver is a better play.
Mm. I mean, the Browns defense is historic right now, though. Like, really fucking good.
I get it.
I'm going to take the Browns.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
I see why you like Denver, though. There is logic in that pick. I just think it'd be dumb, and now we can take the Browns because no Deshaun.
Man, dude, this is a hard pick.
Damn, Bucks only lost by 3. Fuck. Okay.
All right. I think I'm going to play it safe, too. I'll go Cleveland. Like, that's a game that I don't know, though. You know what I'm saying? Like, they're going to run the ball, and Broncos are terrible at the run. They're the second worst on run defense.
I'm not going to lie. I'm nervous about that game, picking the Browns, but it's a really hard bet against when Myles Garrett is who Myles Garrett is, and the Broncos from last year still taint me. So
yeah. We got Buffalo and Philly.
Eagles
all the way.
Yeah.
They're go especially Birds. In Philadelphia.
Yeah.
Philly. And next up, Kansas City, Las Vegas.
Chiefs.
Duh. Oof, big be, duh.
Could be a plus 21 there, too.
Again, they have a
although Chiefs offense like, kind of shit. Hasn't scored a point like 3 weeks in a row in the second half.
Also, potentially game of the week, Baltimore, Los Angeles Chargers.
Oh, that's a heavy claim for that's the, those.
That's two the teams. Night game.
Yeah. I don't think it's going to be a close game. I think Baltimore would beat their ass.
You want to put your plus 21 there?
No, because I think there's other better games.
The Monday night game as well is Bears-Vikings.
Gross.
So, I mean, that's not hard.
Passed or not. Okay, I'll take the Packers to win.
Wow.
Just to be extra fun, because we have a couple splits in there. I'll take the loss on it. I don't like the pick. I think Lions are going to win, but I'm taking the Packers. That's right, my official
pick. I still have to pick New Orleans, Atlanta.
Yes.
I'm going to take New Orleans.
Oh, whoa. We got like 4 splits this week.
Oh, I'm debating to make it 5.
Whoa. What's the 5th one?
I kind of want to take Jacksonville.
Mm. Did you not pick that game?
No, I did.
Oh, you picked Texans.
I took Houston, but now I'm second guessing.
Okay. Just know CJ Stroud will know you didn't rock with him then.
I know.
So
I know
if you're going to do that. And I know we rock with CJ Stroud.
We rock with CJ. God damn. All right. No, I'll take it. Are you taking Dallas for your plus 21?
I am.
Okay. I think that's fair. My plus 21, though. Oh, shit.
I think, I think if I wasn't going to take Dallas, just if you wanted to hear my train of thought, I kind of sneaky like Philly Buffalo.
Fuck.
As well as I kind of like Pittsburgh, Cincinnati, Miami, New York.
Miami, New York is, I think, the obvious one to take. I also think Pittsburgh, Cincinnati should be up there.
If Pittsburgh scores a defensive touchdown, it's wraps. Like, that will happen then.
It's Jake fucking Browning.
Yeah, but he didn't look all that bad.
Yeah.
If he gets like a week to prep.
Tim Boyle's really fucking bad.
Yeah.
I got to take Miami.
That's fair. That's fair.
I have to. I
think Dallas has the most plus 21s this year, too.
I think we talked about this again on the No Gap Recap.
Yeah. So.
Yeah.
I just like, they like beating the shit out of bad teams.
I think that's the obvious choice. If I'm wrong, God. Yeah. Okay.
To a place.
What is with your Creed shit right now?
It's Thanksgiving. Makes me think of Creed.
That's very weird.
Halftime show?
That's still very weird.
It's like the most iconic halftime show maybe ever.
Okay. Pause yourself. All right, Tom. Quick hits?
Yes. I actually came prepared with...
The fuck?
A couple of them. let me just get to my page. Dave. Did you know that 83 years ago, the Green Bay Packers became the first NFL team to travel a road game by an airplane?
Whoa!
The team boarded two United Airlines Douglas DC-3s to New York to face the Giants. That is because of Thanksgiving week. Just a fun one little there. Erin Mattson, we talked about her a little bit. Won 4 field hockey national championships as a player at North Carolina. A month after she graduated, she was hired as the team's head coach, became the youngest coach in D1 athletics, and she won the Natty.
Yeah, I mean...
Stud.
Sick.
Fucking stud. 23 years old. Stud. Absolute stud. Good for her. Dave, what is your stance on showing boobs at sports games and getting kicked out?
I mean, you should always.
Yeah, always show boobs or always get kicked out for showing boobs?
No, yes. You should just be able to show boobs.
Oh, okay. OnlyFans model Danny Banks was thrown out of the Raiders game for, quote, a harmless act of showing her boobs inside Allegiant Stadium. Never heard of her. The image is blurred out. I think that's bad for science purposes. But, yeah. Did work for her, right? I mean,
yeah,
made her girl more popular. But yeah, I'm this country's gone to shambles, where you can't even show boobs at sporting
events. Boo! You can't go to football games during Halloween dressed as a penis,
and you can't show your boobs.
Boobs.
And my last one. Where is it? Right here. Shai Gilgeous-Alexander. Shai. Backing out of his brand new $6 million home because people keep showing up to kill the crypto investor who used to live there. Let me see if I can open this story up and maybe get a little more on this headline.
Whoa!
But, he learned the hard way that many risks of owning, there are many risks of owning a home. That's a great line right there. Yes. So this, 6-bedroom, 10,000 square foot house on a Lake Ontario, which obviously Shay is from Canada. He bought it, and it says that 2 days after he moved in, a man appeared demanding to see someone he had never heard of. Rather than leave, when told that no one by that name was there, the uninvited visitor looked around the property and then sat in the car in the driveway. It was the home of Aiden Pleterski, self-styled okay. crypto king, who declared bankruptcy in 2022. Yes, while owning $26 million to more than a, or owing, not owning, sorry, $26 million to more than 150 investment clients.
God damn.
Yeah. So just tough for Shay to buy that house, and that was probably why it was on sale.
It's okay. Shit.
Yeah. Yeah. This is my fun one. It was my fun one of the week.
I dig that.
Yeah.
All right. I have a couple of myself, obviously.
Okay.
Let me just find it. Tom.
Mm-hmm.
I'm surprised you didn't mention it.
You say this every week.
Yes.
Okay, go ahead.
But did you hear about Victor Wembanyama?
No.
Did his game-worn jersey.
Oh, no. I did not.
Went on sale.
For his first game?
NBA debut. Sold for a record-breaking.
Can I guess?
Go.
$2 million.
No. Fuck no.
$1 million.
$762,000.
That's such so much money.
It's a record-breaking, by the way.
Yeah, I mean, that makes sense. But that's a lot of fucking money.
I'm trying to see what it beat.
Jordan, LeBron, one of them. Kobe. Kobe's wouldn't have even gone for that much.
In that same auction, though, plenty of other game-worn jerseys from Steph Curry, LeBron, Jokic, KD. None of them went more than $50,000.
Mm. So everyone showed up to buy that Wemby jersey.
Pretty much.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Well, I mean, he's been labeled as, like, the next big thing.
He's probably just got a 15-inch donger, dude. I mean, like... Holy shit, he's too damn big.
Pause. They're just trying to like get something. Right?
Oh please,
oh please, oh please. Character. Ooh, that was pretty good. All right, next one. Tom, did you hear about Ichiro?
I did. I did see this one.
This one's fucking great, dude. Ichiro just went on there. Went up. And decided to be a pitcher, absolutely massacred this team.
Mm-hmm.
116 pitch, complete game shutout.
And he's like 50 years old.
50. But against a high school team of girls.
Yeah. Hey, you know what? Just
fucking ruthless.
Fuck it. Fuck it.
He also topped out at 86 mile an hour on the mound and recorded
fucking fast
two hits at the plate as well.
Yeah, you know, that's fast for a 50-year-old.
9 innings pitched, 5 hits, 0 in runs, 2 walks, 9 strikeouts.
It's a fucking gem. It's an absolute gem for me.
I find that fucking hilarious.
Good for him.
Last but not least, Tom, did you hear about Gritty?
Yes, I did see this. This is elite.
Oh, I mean, it's Gritty. What did you expect? Gritty is elite. We all made fun of Gritty, but let's be real.
We love him.
Gritty fucking went hard, and now he is...
someone's father.
Are you going to say... would you say he's top 5 in mascots in the Big Four?
Is Bloopy ahead of him?
Who the fuck is Bloopy?
The Blooper. The Braves one. He's always doing memes.
I don't know who the fuck that is.
So
I'm going to say he's absolutely ahead of that.
You
got like Benny the Bull.
Sure. What's the
Bango's probably up there.
The fucking no, the goddamn it, the Nuggets. I don't know his name. The Nuggets mascot gets paid like $500,000 a year or something. It's crazy.
Okay. Go Gorilla is also pretty fucking solid.
Is that the Suns?
Yeah.
Okay.
Is there a good football one?
I don't know if I can name a single football one.
So Gritty's got him beat, is what you're saying.
Yeah.
So I'm going to say Gritty is top five.
Oh, Philly Fanatic.
Yeah.
That's the same. Yeah. He might not even be the best mascot in his city.
Oh, that's fair.
Yeah.
But again, top five.
He's elite. Okay.
But whatever. Gritty is doing a halftime, or sorry, third time.
Right. fucking hockey, dude.
Yeah. A thing where he is trying to like play a scoring game against a child.
Yes.
A child again. And this kid is lining up to go, and Gritty skates over with a sign. And on that sign, it read, "Make a save, you get my stick. I score, I date your mom. Deal?" Mm-hmm. Fucking awesome.
And he scored. And then he went over to the mom and blew a kiss, and the mom blew a kiss back. So that kid is literally letting his mom get railed by fucking Gritty.
I mean, no bones about it, dude.
And you know he stinks. Oh, my God.
Dog, he iced that child.
Yeah.
He fucking, he laid it down.
Tough.
Big Gritty guy, let's just be honest.
Mom was hot, too. Let's just be real.
I didn't see the mom.
Yeah, she was fine.
I had to find her.
All right.
She had.
That's going to do it for us here. Down the wire. I said, right? Mom was hot.
Yeah, I mean, I hit her up.
Would.
I hit her up.
All you got to say is would. Dolly Parton, would?
Always.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, just it doesn't matter how Dolly, she looks. It's fucking Dolly Parton.
Just because it's Dolly Parton.
Yeah, you have to.
Okay. Thanks for listening to the No Cap. Nope. What? Shut the fuck up, Tom. If you want to listen to the No Cap recap, make sure you check that out. That comes out, you know, Monday morning, Sunday night-ish kind of thing. If you want to download us, that'd be awesome. Check us out wherever you get your podcasts. Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Podbean. We love Podbean. What else? Google Podcasts. I think I said that. Pandora, iHeart, all of them. Wherever you get them, doesn't matter. You can download us. If you don't want to download us, though, we love you guys, too. If you check us out on thechairshot.com.
I hit the Gritty on that woman.
Peace.
Every time we do it, y'all, we do it with fire. Yeah, sports podcast down the wire. Every time we do it, y'all, we do it with fire. Yeah, sports podcast down the wire. Down the wire. Yeah, down the wire. Yeah, Tom and Dave works. Yeah, down the wire. Yeah, down the wire. Yeah, down the wire. Yeah, Tom and Dave works. Yeah, down the wire. Yeah.
For the ones who know safety isn't a catchphrase, it's a culture. And the ones who help make sure everyone makes it home safe. For the safety-minded who watch everyone's backs, Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as safety assessments and training to keep your facilities safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.